Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I can tell I'm growing. Like the little seed that grows into a tulip.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If you're a Laker fan, do you expect to win it this year?
No.
Why not?
Because going
into championship pedigree.
Yeah, but going into the year, you had your roster wasn't ready to the point to where you had to make almost wholesale changes during the season. So I don't know if people were expecting that to happen. But I would say no.
Right. And I would agree. Yeah. I wouldn't expect the Lakers to win the championship either.
Now, what
so
if
I don't
it was
expect the Warriors to win a championship either. I would never sit here and say they can't or they won't. Like, I want... Of course, I'm going to always leave the door open. I have an issue with this expecting of things and the notion that, like, what they're doing is just easy. The NBA's MO. It's like, if they win it this year, yes, it will dwarf last year. Wow. And that's kind of what I'm saying. You're trying to go back to back. On the back end of a dynasty.
I get it.
Warriors.
Yeah.
I don't even care about the Warriors. Put in any team that's done what the Warriors have done, no matter what, and put them in the exact same situation, I'd be saying the same thing.
No.
I'm looking at the difficulty of it, not whether they have pedigree or not.
I was in the father's under who cares. Stoney, I was in another state in a hotel room by myself, and something made me dial up Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals. Cleveland and the Warriors, and looking at the Warriors, their faces, the non-hair on their... Dude, they look like different individuals, and I'm just looking at it in my head like, this is 7 years later, 6 years later, they won again. They didn't win that year, but they're still going. It is truly incredible.
Let's go to Nick in Ohio. What's up, Nick? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, fellas. You pretty much capitalized what I was going to say, Steiny, the guru. He doesn't really realize how difficult it is for a team to go back-to-back and win championships. I mean, yes, the Warriors did it, and the Lakers did it, but those are historic teams. And the Golden State Warriors right now are nowhere near historic. I mean, get real, Guru. Come on, man.
Hey, don't hang up. I appreciate your thoughts. I never once said I expect them to win. I'm hoping for them to win. I was looking at the landscape of the NBA this season, and that's why I made the bet predicated on I think they could get it done. But don't put me in the category, please, under I expect them to win.
Well, you really went off on Steiny a few minutes ago because he had a realistic...
Let me
thanks a lot, Nick.
When you want to talk...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stay
with Nick. My bad.
Okay. Nick, my thing with Steiny was, and why I got passionate was, You can't rob me or anybody else, any basketball fan, of hope. And last year proves that. That's all I was saying. And he is right. He said 10 things that were staring are staring us in the face. And they may be the reason the Warriors don't win. All I was trying to say was, hey, until that happens, you can't rob us of hope. And that's all I was saying.
Okay, I don't think he was robbing you of hope, but anyway.
Hey, appreciate it, Nick, and thanks for listening from Ohio, man. The reason I didn't want you to feel like, because he was agreeing with me. Right. So that's why I was like, all right, Nick, thanks, man.
Yeah, no,
I didn't want you to be, oh, yeah, Nick, go ahead, go get him, because you agree with me.
Don't do that.
Like, I got to agree with Steiny.
Yeah.
You can have all the hope you want.
And we talked about it 2 hours.
It's
you gave
about
me love about my.
It's about
who
the
you got hope.
It's about entitled fans.
Yeah,
that's all it's about. It's about entitled fans. It's not about, because if I were a Warrior fan, I'd be the same way.
Let me ask you this.
I'd be like, you know what? You know what I'd be? If I'd be a Warrior fan, I'd be honest with you. I'd be like, I don't think we can make a run. Mm. But what other choice do we have?
If they hook up,
see if we can make a run.
A 7-game series with a healthy Durant. Because I know how you think, so I know you won't. But would you say the Warriors have no chance in that series?
I would never say. See, this is where, like, I'm literal. Like, you're never going to get me to say they would have no chance.
There's nobody in the West that I feel like that. So that's half my battle mentally, is whoever they hook up with. Now, there's some you probably want to see way later, or if at all. But even Denver, I'm just like, okay, I could see somebody saying Denver's better than the Warriors. That may be the case, but man, I cannot wait to get the popcorn and watch it play out, because the Warriors have to know they have stunk up the joint mainly on the road, but it is what it is. And how many times or how many lives do you have in this season? Was that just you guys not being ready, like your leader said, Draymond? It's just a game in March, February, January, December, November, or when it's go time, is that when you're going to give us the Warriors that we seen last June?
By the way, Kyrie and Luka both questionable for tomorrow. Both questionable for tomorrow.
Any update on GP2, Stoney, while I was gone?
But here's the thing. No, he's going to get. But here, okay, you kind of did. You kind of did what. How do I want to put this? This is where. Yeah, it's a sports debate. But, like, this is what I would say.
Okay.
Because you're kind of doing what annoys me.
Entitlement.
You just were talking about the Warriors.
Yeah.
And the playoffs. And if they can get a matchup, a favorable matchup. Obviously, you don't want to see some teams till later. It's like, dude, they're not in the playoffs. They're not even in the playoffs.
Well, if today ended, they would be, but okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like...
I'm like assuming.
That's just kind of where I think a disconnect is. You're talking about matchups in the playoffs to go to the finals. You're not even in the playoffs yet. Like, to me, that's almost like, okay, I get it. They have championship pedigree. Okay, I'm not going to take that away from them. I can't take that away from them.
But right now, they're
but
six.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, right now, like, yeah. You got 9 left.
Polo's in the city. What's up, Polo?
Nothing much, just got off work. Hey, man, this is for Guru, man. Hey, I was hoping for the Warriors to go back to the finals this year, and hoping they do, just because they hyped up the young crew, the younger guys. That being said, do you think Eagle's taking a big part of the three crew? You know, Eagle, like Carmelo Anthony, he had a big ego. He didn't want to come off the bench. You think one of the three should be coming off the bench and letting Poole do his thing? Because when Curry first came in the league, he had his issues with the turnovers and ankle injuries and being a defensive liability. And then he turned that around and led the lead a couple times with leading in the steals and being in the passing lane. He's not in the passing lane as much no more or anything like that. What do you think about that, Guru? Is the Eagles taking over the three head?
No, I wish that was it, but I don't feel that way. And this is the beautiful thing about the Golden State Warriors and the trifecta of players we're talking about. One, doesn't even like shots. There's so much pie to go around. Two, you got 25 shots for Klay if you wanted them any night. And that's why they've had the success they had. This is bigger. And this is what's around him, and the slippage, maybe more so from Klay and Draymond defensively, and what you got around him on the bench. Now, so I'm not into any benching, and Poole is Poole. I know half of the season he got to start last year. He earned that bag. But, Stoney, I'm not out on him. And I know if the Warriors are going to make any noise, JP is going to have to be the positive JP that we've seen. There's just no way, other way around it.
Let's go to Wolf. Wolf's in Hercules. What's going on, Wolf? How you doing, man?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. I think both of you are right. Guru is right, is that there's an incredible core of the, and it's not three, it's four plus one. It's Wiggins plus Looney. But, yes, the management and coaching planned, they saw where the Warriors were going, and they were planning, as you've said in past shows, to win now and in the future. Now, a combination of fate and mistaken gambles, all right? They don't have Wiggins for a lot of the year, which that's defense. But the big thing is, like you said, Guru and both, is the bench. They gambled on Wiseman. That didn't work out. Who do they have backing up Looney? The Warriors gamble on small ball, but the league is caught up. And how are they caught up? Not so much with small ball, but with tall
players who can play small.
Guys who can play defense and run and run.
Yep.
Now, they got smart with DiVincenzo. They hit the home run. They got the best third point guard they've had in a long time in Jerome. But with Lamb is okay, a shooter, but he doesn't have the rebounding or defense of the big men they always used to have. In 2018, look at their roster, how many centers they had, even though they already were focusing on small ball. Poor Looney, who is great, is undersized and under-talented. You know, he does incredible job.
Hey, Wolf. Good stuff, and I'm gonna piggyback off the points you made about small ball, and other teams are playing small ball, but they have bigger players who can play it now. Look at Jaren Jackson Jr. I mean, he can play small ball, and he killed the Warriors the other night.
Man, he did. That might have been his best game of the season. Dude has all Stoney. If you couldn't make him in a lab, and can step back and hit threes sometimes, shoot too many, but and he may be on the ballot for he's on the ballot for DPOY.
Coach is in Vallejo. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Stiney and Guru on this rainy day.
Hey.
I'm going to kind of change what I was going to talk about, but I want to talk about Jordan and I think what has happened to him, Guru, in this last month. Everybody in the league knows he likes to play with the ball on top, then drive to the hole. So I was watching the Houston game. They just let him sit back there, dance around, and they're waiting for him to get to the rim.
Yep.
And that has thrown his game off. I mean, he doesn't know what to do now because he's not a good three-point shooter, at least this year. He's not a good three-point shooter. So now, with all that dancing around at the top, the team, Memphis did the same thing. They just sit back, and they know he's going to try to come to the hole, and he's not a leaper, so his shot is getting blocked all over the place. So I think that's one of his big problems, and he's confused right now, you know? And he really doesn't have – he's kind of a one-trick pony, you know? So he needs to be a better – he doesn't shoot the mid-range at all. So he needs to learn to do that. So that's just my take on what's going on with Jordan right now.
That's phenomenal, Stoney. What did I tell you a couple hours ago? Is there another player that gets his shot blocked at the rim more than Jordan Poole? But it's like the Westbrook thing, early Westbrook. He don't have that bounce. Not he can jump, but he ain't explosive like Russ was. And when he gets to the rim, Stoney.
So he's more effective than Clay or Curry there.
Yeah, but they're bad.
Because they get fouled. Yeah. He gets fouled. God, he kept him in the Memphis game.
I was going to go there because when it goes good, he can give you 10 straight, Stoney. He can give you 11.
Mystic is in San Francisco.
Mystic.
What's up, Mystic?
Hey, fellas. Look, the problem is the top guys. They're great players. They still have a lot in the tank. But they made an error thinking that they were good enough to run it back as is and not supplement their offense with the young players that they had. You know, one thing about it is that this offense right now, it doesn't have any diversity. We're not even talking defense yet, but it has no diversity. It's all perimeter-oriented. In the Warriors' top games in the top seasons, when they had David West or Kevin Durant or someone else down there who they could dump the ball down
yep.
every now and again. Most states, when the motion offense isn't working, to get you a bucket and get you a couple of fouls. They don't have that anymore, except now the last couple of games, we're seeing it by accident almost with Kuminga. Because remember, they didn't even want to play Kuminga. They ran out of bodies, and finally he got 6 or 7 games to string together and prove and earn his niche. So I think that this has been ego-fueled by the three main players saying that they don't want the replacement players to come in, and Kerr, ego, not willing to be flexible with his offense, especially when they're running with second stringers. And I think that is what's really causing, because our guys, they're out of gas. They can't go wire to wire. They're old now. It's ugly.
Appreciate it, Mystic.
Wow. And they are a one-trick pony offensively, Stoney. It's perimeter or bust, man. And I know Pula get to the rack a couple times. Curry, too. Boy, has he been on the ground lately.
See, I don't know.
What?
Man, is it ugly? They're a game over 500. Yeah. They're like, you know what I mean? Like, ugly to me is...
Well, he feels
who's
like...
Who's got the Spurs? Yeah. They're ugly. And I mean, I get it.
I think he was saying it's ugly, Stoney, like, goo, you're tripping if you think this team is going to win it.
Oh, I got you.
That's how I took ugly.
Okay.
You think it's also because maybe they looked ugly against an ugly team in Houston?
Like that's a great... Stoney, you know what we're talking... Like, they don't have what Houston... Well, you don't want anything that Houston has, but athletically, you got Kuminga, and right now, that's it. But in a perfect world, and I keep going here... If GP2, a caller said it about an hour ago, if GP2 comes back, and let's forget Wiggins, let's fast forward to next year. Stoney, you got GP2, you got Wiggins, so your perimeter defense is already enhanced with something you were just missing because of injury and personal reasons. So to me, you still got Steph, you got Klay that can get you 25 or 30 a night, winning every other night.
What is he giving up?
No.
Why are we, like...
Bastani, they're not their record because of Klay. There was a point in this season we could say that he's on the list. I don't know who's not, but this dude's been a godsend compared to where he was at Klay before they called that team meeting. Yeah. Remember they called that Stoney?
Well,
I was saying he should be
wasn't
able
to be playable.
Yeah,
but again,
Hunting. Now he's doing it subtly. He's actually going to the bucket more than I've seen him in the past.
Right. But he's taken a step back offensively and defensively since he's gotten back from injury. And like, I know that stinks and stuff, but one of the reasons the Warriors were so great was because Klay defended. Like, you just don't go from being a great defender to being average.
Right.
And like, there's not a cost to that.
Okay. And let me throw this at you and Evan. So since Wiggins has been out, who's picked up the slack?
Nobody. They don't have anybody as good as him.
Okay, that's...
But
and that's a big as good as him. It ain't like close.
But if Wiggins is their
Dante
best...
DiVincenzo, Stoney, he looks tired. He's not the only one. I love what he's bringing, but you could tell he's like, damn, I wish dude was back so I could come back, you know, and play the role that I've mastered. But for you to say, and I'm with you, it ain't even close of matching Wiggins' presence defensively.
It's not. We like this again. We can't spend the whole offseason talking about how great Wiggins was defensively against Luka, against Tatum.
All of them.
Right. Okay. So what, somebody's supposed to fill in for that? He was like a one-of-a-kind defender.
Yeah.
He's not playing.
I think we forget that, though. I think a lot of times we come in here and...
A month and a half ago, that's why people say they can't win it without Wiggins.
Well, why
they've been saying it.
But I think the whole thing was, you know, what do you do in the offseason if you don't get him back? I got to believe Lakeup knows, okay, I know why we suffered. It wasn't all good. But a big part of why we suffered in the most important stretch of the season was 22 was gone. Now, do I look at myself with 22 or without him? And I got to believe they're going to look at this team with him, especially since you just gave him the bag.
408, a step back by Klay while others are taking a step forward. No, I disagree with that. Draymond's taking a step back. Clay's taking a step back. Wiggins isn't even there.
Poole's
taking a step back. Looney's been the same. I mean, like,
I feel like teams lick their chops going at this Warrior defense.
Well, let's ask Dirty in Alum Rock. He says the Warriors have a target on their back still. Hey, Dirty.
Okay, so, guys, if boredom on the road this season, it's not getting the whole team gelled at the right time, it's energy at home, we've seen that. It's obvious. You know, the thing that I wanted to say was we still have that huge red and white target right on our back in the middle of them two numbers, right in the middle of that single number, there's a huge target on our back. Everybody has to get up for the Warriors. They'll get up for the Warriors more than they'll get up for the best team in the league right now with the best record, and that's evident. Look what San Antonio did. They sold out 60,000 seats because the Dubs came to town. Anybody else, I don't think they would have done even 50. Now let me go on this one. Now, when the Warriors were winning their games, when they were in that damn play-in game, I could challenge anybody right now besides you guys to name two guys on that roster. And those were two of the most exciting games that I've watched. And all we had was Curry. All we had was Curry. If these guys even do a little bit of their job, we'll get to where we need to go, and we'll see what happens from there. I don't want to hear nothing until it happens. It hasn't happened yet. They always say, the OGs on this team always tell everybody, let's just get in. We learned a lot from that 73-9 season. Let's just get in. Now they're going to make history this year because they're going to be a low seed going the furthest. I'm telling y'all, man.
If they do that, if Dirty,
them a little bit,
Dirty, if they don't do that, are you going to be
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Disappointed? That's not the right word. Do you expect them to do that? He's gone.
Yeah. He was washing. Shout out Dirty.
Is that a no or a yes?
I think he
expects it.
Sounds like
he
it.
He put him under expected.
Sounds like it.
But what did he mean it was just Curry? He said there was a couple games, and all they had was Curry. That's where I was.
Yeah. I think he was saying that Curry can still do it at a high level, and it's up to everybody else, essentially.
Now, you watched a lot of games. I'm gonna take you back real quick. But after that L.A. Clipper game, did you guys... Sonny, how great was Steph, though? That was incredible. When he scored 51. I mean, that was elite defense. Obviously, I'm not saying, oh, you're going to do that. But that was just like, damn.
20 of 28, Starnie.
Dude, you doing this at what age?
And they lost. Like,
wow, that's a 4 year.
I mean, and we can talk about that. Why'd they lose?
Oh.
Are they not as good?
They couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Well, and that's...
And we're not talking about Kawhi and PG3. They couldn't talk. Stop average dudes going to the bucket.
That's the other problem with Steph. Having a guy like Steph is he's become so great that there are actually a lot of Steph Curry fans that are almost more Steph Curry than Warriors.
Wow.
So there's a lot of, like, hey, Steph Curry had 50. He's still great. Oh, my God. He's still at the top of his game. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Who cares? They lost. Like, but it's about the Warriors. It's not about Steph Curry. Like, Steph's still really good. If he's declined, it's been somewhat marginal.
Well, then the million-dollar question is, we use all these adjectives, and rightfully so, to describe Curry. I'm asking you in the masses then, and we don't know what's upon us in regard to how this season will culminate. If you got Curry playing at this level, then you're a player. How close are you if you have Stephen Curry still?
They're 37-36, and they were 500
now I'm talking
with
about
him.
Tweaks and changes.
And 500 without him.
I would be excited about that if I were the power to be. If I got him playing at this, a couple things here and there, and we're right back.
How many games is Steph playing next year? Like, if you're the Warriors, how many games? Well, we can do this. 888-957-9570. If you're moving forward with the big three, like, do you pencil in about how many games you hope they'll play moving forward? Hey, join Guru and Gary St. Jean as they celebrate Bay Street Emeryville's new Baybreak Dining Terrace. It's the grand opening with college basketball watch. Oh, it's a college basketball watch party. On Saturday, there you go. Food, fun, local heroes. Well, Guru will be there. Community support, basketball. Mm-hmm.
You just stop playing.
I have no sources.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Steiny.
Y'all, thank you. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That wasn't Wiseman, was it?
No, it was Kevon Looney.
You can't play Wiseman.
Wiseman's busy putting up double-doubles for Detroit.
Man, saw him last night, Steiny.
Boy, you're going to kill the Warriors. Nah, you don't kill the Warriors. But that's one that most people will end up criticizing the Warriors for. Not you.
They gave up.
What do you mean?
They gave up on him too soon.
No.
You didn't see him crash and fall enough to get him out of here. So when the people tell me, like, you, there's some stuff going on. No, they panicked.
Oh.
The Warriors panicked.
Is panicking a mistake?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, this is, yeah.
What?
No, I feel like we've been going, I'm happy to see you, but we got to get in my take on second chances.
Okay. You want to do that?
Rick Pitino.
Okay.
If you look at his bio, you would think, boy, I never did the job.
Time.
Oh, he's great. But Stan, he's at St. John's on a 6-year new contract, left Iona. My thing is, only Don King, only America. Dude, we are a land of second chances. Thirds. So I'm not mad.
I'm just going to let that lay
St.
out there.
St. John's, that's a big deal to come back for. He's, man, especially if they start winning.
Number three.
Well, they thought they were going to start winning when they hired Chris Mullin.
Yeah, I was rooting for him.
Josh is in Oakland.
Talk about that.
I'm getting ready. Josh, I'm ready to agree with you 100%.
Oh, we love Mully.
Hey, Josh.
Man,
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I just want to get something off my chest. You know, I'm just kind of tired of spoiled and entitled Warriors fans. And I get it. When you win as many titles as they have, that happens. But I'm just tired of hearing about trading Jordan Poole. Like, this man is 23 years old. Name the 23-year-old that's asked to do as much as Jordan Poole. There's 23-year-olds and guys in his age group that's better, but asked to do more? I don't think so. Come off the bench. We need you to start. We need you to run the second unit. We need you to blend in with the starters. We need you to score. We need you to distribute. You know, it's just so many different things they're asking him to do that Steph, Clay, and Dre weren't asked to do, but yet they were allotted the patience that we're not giving him. I remember when people wanted to trade Clay Thompson for Kevin Love. We didn't do it, and it worked out. I remember when people wanted to trade my Steph Curry instead of Monte Ellis. They didn't do it, and it worked out. And I'm not saying that Jordan Poole is the end-all be-all. His game is definitely up and down. But when it's up, it's to the point where he's being mentioned in Hotel.com commercials. When it's up, I know you guys are older, so this probably go over your head, but in NBA 2K, he's got his own dribble package. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't get that. When he's up, it's to the point where the greatest player of my generation, LeBron James, is tweeting about him on multiple occasions on how cold he is. And Warriors fans is just like, oh yeah, you know, we just gonna trade him next season. Like, bro, at a certain point, you gotta start looking at your future. You're not gonna win every championship. Speaking of championships, we talk about championship DNA. Does Jordan Poole not have that? At 23 years old, he's an NBA champion. He knows what it takes. In 4 or 5 years, Steph, Clay, and Dre are gonna be done. Jordan Poole's gonna be 27, 28, 29. He's not going to be the same player. That contract is going to be a discount. Last couple points I want to make. When Jordan Poole came into this league, the main thing I noticed about him, even when he was having his ups and downs, similar like he's having now, is the audacity. He's an audacious player. He has the audacity to take certain shots, to make certain moves. Those kind of players play off pure confidence. When you take that player and you knock him out in front of millions of people. Yeah, over here, we've let it go. You don't think he's hearing about that on the road? You don't think he's still having to deal with that? And then Draymond is still in that same locker room? Like, give him a year. Give him some time, bro. And the very, very last point I want to make, and this is just about the Warriors in general. Mm-hmm. We think about basketball and we get minute and we get real detailed. It's simple. This is basketball. The Warriors' tallest player is
6'9".
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, whoa. He hit a triple off the wall and inside the park. And you just traded your 7-footer.
925. I agree with some of your comments earlier about Curry with the turnovers and not playing defense. But where was Curry in his fourth year compared to Poole in his fourth year? Okay. And I think that's fair question, but here's where I would say, why are we comparing him to Steph Curry? Like, he's not going to be Steph Curry.
Right.
Like, Steph Curry is one of the greatest players of all time, and one of the reasons is because he went from the player he was his first year to the player he became his fourth year to the player he became his ninth. Like, you can't compare him.
On point.
You cannot compare him to Steph Curry.
And what about the audacity of Poole, though?
That's one of the things that I think is a fact, though. Not fact, but I think it's part of the dynamic. Is I do think that people think the money Poole got is to be Steph Curry's heir apparent. Mm-hmm. He's not. He's not the heir apparent to Steph Curry. That's when he gets a $50 million contract.
And Curry didn't have a Hall of Famer in front of him. You know what I mean? To have to come behind like Jordan Poole. Or three of them, for that matter.
I'd say it's still an encouraging sign that we can look ugly and beat a bad team on the road. 415 optimistic.
Well, I'll tell you this. Everything that the Warriors set out to do is still right there in front of them.
Right.
That's stating obvious, but that's what it is right
they've
now.
They've set up a path that is really difficult. Like, it's going to be way harder than last year.
I just couldn't imagine them in a play-in game. Like, I really can't. There's nine left. They would have to go. They would have to go 3-6, I believe, to be. Yeah, 3-6 would seal the deal for them to be in that play-in game.
So 3-6 might get them. Might get them out of the play-in.
Well, the Lakers not in yet.
And it depends the games you lose. You lose to Dallas. If you lose Dallas, then come home and Philly gets you, and then Minnesota were to get you, you're in monster trouble.
No doubt.
But that's the thing. They're one game over 500. So are they going to win their next three games? They win it at Dallas, against Philly, and then versus Minnesota. They're going 3-0. Are they going to go 3-0 in the next three games? At Dallas,
I'm Philly. The guy that told you 1-4. I'm sure that
giving you another chance.
No, I don't want it. I'm a watching. I'm a token. I put my quarter in and then I watch because I'm done predicting. Every time I think I got this team's pulse, they just stab me in the back.
Would you
like
say they were going to go on this trip?
4-1.
Now, why would you say that?
They had one in Atlanta. They were trying to give the game away. The Warrior mystique is somewhere, and I don't know where it's at, but they got to go find it. And spray it like you do Glade in the restroom after you use it. Spray it and it smells good.
And this is where...
All the stench is gone.
A lot of things are coming to the fore today. And here's another one. You said they're going to go 4-1 on this trip.
I felt it.
Okay, that's what you felt. But that wasn't based in reality. Right. So now they're 1-3.
And I'm mad.
And you're hating on them. For you making a prediction that was unrealistic in the first place. So you're holding the Warriors to a standard that they have not reached this year. Like, so no wonder you're so angry, pissed,
no,
and crestfallen.
No, that I love that word. But no, Stoney, that's
totally kind of true.
The Clippers can be had.
Right, but
they're playing
4-1? Because you thought they could go 4-1.
That was the one I thought they were going to lose on Thursday night TNT. They lost that. Curry went for 50. But it's always, nobody's on the same. It's like a bad piano. One key is not complementary area of the other key. And it's bad music, which is bad basketball right now.
But I guess here's where I would say, what made you before they went on this trip?
I'll tell you when we get back.
Well, you'd have to tell Willard and Dibbs, too, because they're coming in.
Oh, yeah.
On 95.7 The Game, and I know that was a way just to buy some time because you didn't know the answer.
Oh, wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.